May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer. For this reason I bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with power through his Spirit in the inner man, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, and that you, being rooted and grounded in his love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and the length and the height and the depth, and to know for your own experience the love of Christ which surpasses human knowledge, that you may be filled to all the fullness of God. We know that part of our new birth inheritance is, Ephesians earlier in that same book says that the church is the fullness of him who fills all and who's in all. Colossians 2, 9 and 10 says, for all the fullness of deity is embodied in him, and we have been made full in him. And yet this Ephesian passage seems to indicate that there's a fullness to be experienced. And the answer to that is yes, for sure, is that every one of us are born containing the very fullness of Christ. But we appropriate the fullness of Christ, we know, by faith. But it's not just that. We also enter into the fullness of Christ at an increasing level with an increasing personal encounter of the love of God. You see, victorious Christian living has two wings. If you did have one wing, it didn't fly very, you just fly around in circles. There are two wings. One is the wing of surrender, the other is the wing of faith. And it says in Galatians that faith works through love. Apart from a revelation and a growing love, revelation of the love of God, there'll be a shallow confidence in a life of faith. You see, what happens is that the reward of God's love is a surrendered heart. Surrender is the reward of God's love. But faith is resting in his life, in us. Surrender is being gripped by the love of Christ, controlled by the love of Christ, imprisoned your will by the love of Christ. But faith is resting in the life of Christ. If the love of Christ imprisons you, it's the life of Christ in you that liberates you, that releases you. It's like this contradiction. There's this grip. Paul said, I was controlled by the love of Christ. We're gripped by the love of Christ. It brings us to this place of surrender. And apart from surrender, there is no experience of the fullness of Jesus. Faith without surrender is like a one wing that just keeps going in circles. You can't live a life of deliberate disobedience, yet appropriating the victorious life of Christ in you. It just doesn't work. He'll only manifest himself through you fully telling his story. And he's not willing to share his story with your self-determined story. And self-will is saying to him, I want to tell my story. I want things to work out my way. I want my day to be my way. I want my situation to be my way. But you're in Christ. And the love of God and the sovereign purposes of God have established his story for you. But you see, when he says that place, I think I did a devotional last week, where we love because he loves us first. John says, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. So surrender, obedience is all an expression of love for him. But we love, we obey. Our expression of love is because he loves us first. In other words, Jesus doesn't talk you into obedience. We live our Christian life a lot like that, don't we? Trying to talk people into obedience. Jesus loves us into obedience. You can't talk somebody into forgiving someone and loving someone, especially an enemy. But Jesus loves us into loving someone. His love wrecks us, so that we're surrendered. His life releases us in rest. The best description I know of a spirit-filled Christian that has both wings flowing is the sea of glass mixed with fire. The love of Christ sets you on fire. Puts the fire of God in you. But the life of Christ, the risen Christ who lives in you, puts peace of God, releases that inside of you. To be a sea of glass mixed with fire is a contradiction. To be a sea of glass is like this tranquil thing inside as I'm relying and resting on His presence and power for a moment by moment victory over self and sin's power and Satan's attacks. A sea of glass. But the contradiction is that you can be a sea of glass way deep down inside, but mixed with fire, because the love of Christ wrecks your heart, sets you on fire. Those are the two wings. And obedience and surrender, which is an expression of love back to Him. Faith is my expression of confidence in Him. Obedience and surrender has its roots in the cross. Faith has its roots in the resurrection. Jesus died on the cross for me. That sets my heart on fire as I get revelation for that. But Jesus rose from again to live His life through me. That sets my heart at rest and peace. But it's got to be both and. So there are places in your life that you're struggling with surrender. If you were to enter into the fullness of Christ, you know, one of the things I do if I find myself not walking in fullness, I know if I'm not walking in fullness because it doesn't look like it. And it doesn't feel like it sometimes. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faith, and self-control is what it looks like. I get back in front of Him and I ask Him, Lord, love me into obedience. Show me what it is that I'm withholding from You. Because I'm trying to appropriate You, but I'm evidently trying to appropriate You for the story I want to live. Wreck my heart again. Love me into surrender. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.